Hosea chapter 10. Israel is an unpruned vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself. According to the abundance of his fruit he hath multiplied altars. According to the goodness of his land they have made goodly statues. Their heart is divided. Now shall they be found guilty. He will break down their altars. He will destroy their statues. For now they will say, "We have no king, for we feared not Jehovah. And a king, what can he do for us?" They speak mere words, swearing falsely and making a covenant. Therefore shall judgment spring up as hemlock in the furrows of the fields. The inhabitants of Samaria shall fear because of the calf of Beth-Aven. For the people thereof shall mourn over it, and the idolatrous priests thereof shall tremble for it, for its glory, because it is departed from it. Yea, it shall be carried unto Assyria as a present for King Jareb. Ephraim shall be seized with shame, and Israel shall be ashamed of his own counsel. As for Samaria, her king is cut off as chips upon the face of the waters, and the high places of Avon, the sin of Israel, shall be destroyed. The thorn and the thistle shall come up upon their altars, and they shall say to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall on us." From the days of Gibeah hast thou sinned, O Israel. There they stood. The battle in Gibeah against the children of iniquity did not overtake them. At my pleasure will I chastise them, and the peoples shall be assembled against them when they are bound for their two iniquities. And Ephraim is a trained heifer that loveth to tread out the corn. I have passed over upon her fair neck. I will make Ephraim to draw. Judah shall plow. Jacob shall break his clods. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap according to mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Jehovah, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Ye have plowed wickedness, reaped iniquity, eaten the fruit of lies, for thou didst confide in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men. And a tumult shall arise among thy peoples, and all thy fortresses shall be spoiled, as Shalman spoiled Beth Arbel in the day of battle. The mother was dashed in pieces with the children. So shall Bethel do unto you because of the wickedness of your wickedness. At daybreak shall the king of Israel utterly be cut off.